This would be a complete vandalism of the peace process and everything that has been achieved over the last 20 years. It is very clear that the interests of Boris Johnson and the British Parliament is completely irreconcilable with the peace process and the interests of the island of Ireland. But the fact that now we have the Irish government talking about installing checks somewhere just off the border is something that needs to be seriously questioned. I think that this will lead to serious tension. About a year and a half ago, when the Revenue Commissioners came out with their report, their secret report, to say that there was plans being afoot in terms of checks being looked at that would be 10 to 15 kilometres off the border. The Irish government told us at that time that they had no approval of government to carry out such type of work, that this was not going to happen. And now the people of Donegal are waking up this morning to hear that indeed the government are in discussions with the European Commission in relation to exactly that. What we need now is clarity. What we need now is transparency. What we need now is honesty from the Irish government as to what is happening. And the Irish government also need to recognise that the real solution to this is to remove the Irish border and to reconcile our island north and south for once and for all.
Other developments today would suggest that the can is going to be kicked even further down the road, a possibility on the horizon of another extension. What do you foresee happening in terms of a no-deal scenario? Is it ever more likely, or will it happen at all?
I think over the last number of weeks, we have seen the real likelihood of a no-deal scenario. We've been warning the government that this is a real potential. I think that they now need to plan and tell the Irish people what is actually happening in that scenario. This morning, I've had a number of calls from angry fishermen. They want to know what this means for them. They want to know what this means for their income, for their livelihood. They want to know if they'll be able to pay continue to put their children through education, because they don't know if the waters that they fish in will be allowed to be fished in after October the 31st, or indeed January the 31st, whatever date that may be. So I think that, you know, while the government tells us and tells businesses and everybody else to get ready, what they're not doing is actually being very clear with the Irish people as to what's happening. And, you know, when we hear comments from government ministers who were briefed at Cabinet yesterday that they are shocked at the extent of the impacts of a no-deal Brexit. Now, this is a Cabinet that for 3 years knew that this was a reality, and they're telling us that they are shocked today, just weeks away from and days away from a potential no-deal. You know, that's just a madness in my view. They shouldn't be shocked. They should be prepared. They should have planned for it. And now they need to tell the Irish people what those plans are. I think that there's huge uncertainty here. There's a lot of manoeuvres happening in the British Parliament. We've seen the farce that it is over the last 48 hours. It's likely that there's going to be a general election there, and that could actually scupper everything, obviously, if the Tory party again come back in a strengthened position and on a platform which I'm sure they will campaign for, which is to leave Europe come what may.